Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fangs and Fennel by Shannon Mayer, performed by Saskia Merleveld. Chapter 1. Alina, sister of mine, no matter what you think, no matter how much I love you, this is a damn bad idea you have. I think it's stupid. Tad slowed his steps as we approached the King County Courthouse and put a hand under one of my elbows. I wobbled in my heels as I glared at my brother, but I said nothing. What was there to say? We both knew the court system would be against me from the get-go. Me being a super-duper was all it would take to have the judge ignore me. But I had to try. I couldn't just hand over all I'd worked for to a rotten apple of a man, Roger the cheater. Never mind that we were technically still married. Roger didn't deserve a single piece of my pie. I tightened my hold on the stack of papers I'd put together over the last week. Sheet after sheet of proof that I existed, that I hadn't died. To dispute a death record fabricated for the convenience of a government that didn't want to deal with the messy reality of super-dupers on the fringes of society. The fake death certificate floated out there in the sea of excessive, duplicate, triplicate paperwork. And no doubt there was a notarized copy in Roger's clammy, weak hands. I stared hard at the folder, and peeking out from the top edge was a piece of paper with my full name on it, barely legible in the dying light of the day. All my government papers, signature comparisons, affidavits from my father and grandmother that I was who I said I was. Not from my mother, though. That was too much to ask from a woman who clung to her hardcore beliefs even now that both of her children were quite literally on the other side of the fence. As a First Amendmentalist, my mom believed I was a monster. And if I was being honest, I couldn't totally disagree with her. I mean, I was able to turn into a giant snake at will. And I packed enough punch in my fangs to kill with only a few drops of venom. Not exactly what I would call normal, even on a good day. But being a First Amendmentalist meant that, for my mom, there were no shades of gray. You couldn't love your own family members if they were turned into super-dupers. You were either a good person who attended church, First Amendmentalist church, to be clear, or you were going to hell. And if you were a super-duper like me, you weren't just going to hell. Your soul was corrupted beyond repair and would corrupt anyone you were.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?